foreign visitor, welcome. My name's Mick, I'm team leader here, and we're this is our theme. I think this will come up now for the mornings. We're looking at what it means to grow. We are grow. Join us this year and grow. And this morning, just a little thought really for today and to go into our week. We're going to ask this question. And it's a question that Jesus asks. Big question is this: is it sand or is it rock? Say it after me. Is it
sand or rock?
Do it again. Is it
sand or rock?
Okay, sand or rock. Hands up for sand. Oh, nearly there. Mike, was that you putting your hand up for sand? Was that Bex? Are you focused on what I'm saying here? Are you really? Where did Bex just go to you? Put your hand up now. I don't know what he's saying. Put your hand up. Hands up for rock. Ah. We do rock, don't we? We're kind of, you know, we're rock people because Jesus said, foundational words he speaks, words to build a life on. And that's what we want to do. The question is, what kind of rock is it? Is it the right rock? Is it Blackpool rock? Is it Mablethorpe? Who has ever been to Mablethorpe? It is the finest seaside town this side of Monte Carlo. Okay, rock, foundational words, words to build a life on. I want to give you now three top tips quickly on what it actually means. What does this practically mean? What does this rock mean? What does these foundational words actually mean? The first one is this for us in our context. Come up now. There we go. The Grow Project. Hands up if you're doing the Grow Project. If you're not, lie, put your hand up. You'll feel embarrassed otherwise. Okay. The Grow Project. This is a way, and this is the, on the right is the worksheet for adults, and on the left is the worksheet for our children. Kids, any of you doing the worksheet that Jack gives you? Who takes it home? Put your hand up if you take it home. Anybody? You get it on Facebook? It's online.
It's online?
Online? How modern is this church? I will look the other day. I went in the office. I said, where's the Gestetner machine? I mean, they just looked at me and said, get out of here. So the kids get their own and the adults get one. And if we start to work on those, just really try and work on those and work together with others, what happens is it's like these foundational rocks are put into our lives. Slowly, as we go through this material, stuff starts to happen in our life. And it's like the first level of a foundation in our life comes. And then the second top tip. So start doing grow and see what happens in your life. The second one is the daily podcast. Put your hand up. Ah, who does the STC daily podcast? Okay, we need to improve this a lot. We think there's about 150 people listening to this. Towards the end of next month, I'm being asked to do a little podcast for New Wine, the national conference. In actual fact, they only get between 250 and 400 people nationally listen to the podcast. We are really, really not very good. We listen to all kinds of stuff in our earbuds, but the wrong stuff half of the time. And so I'm going to try, I thought I'd try and work this out. I hope this works. So if you've never been on the podcast, I think this should mirror. Let's see, is it mirror? I've got Apple TV. Okay, I am on here. Have you got it on? There we go. So if we then go on to our website, if you go onto the tile which says down here, foundations, if you click that button there and you go onto that, and if you click that button there, and hopefully in a moment, we should have some dulcet tones coming through any minute now. It doesn't take as long as this if you're listening, because we're trying to do it through Apple TV. Turn it up.
You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast.
So that's a little kind of demo. Put it back on the PowerPoint if you would. So if you go into the daily podcast, I really would encourage you, start to build holy habits in your life. Listening to that every day, you get a Bible reading, you get a worship song, you get a prayer. What happens is if you start to do that, you will start to build foundations in your life. You are like the man and woman who starts to build on solid rock. That's what happens. And another layer of foundation goes into your life. And then third top tip, so start doing a growth project. Start to get this material in your life. Listen to the podcast. And then finally, get into a community. Hands up if you're in a community here at STC. 82% of our church family are in midweek communities. We have 58 midweek communities. There is no other church in the north of England has as many midweek communities as we do. Apart from one in Jessamine, probably. No other one has as many as we do. In fact, no other church going down to the Midlands and beyond has 58 small group communities. The foundation of this church is are these midweek communities. If you're not in one, you will always be on the outside. You will never be able to build these foundations in your life. So, three top tips. Get into the Grow Project, start listening to the podcast, and get into a community. And I guarantee your life, you will be doing what Jesus said. You will have foundational words in your life. Words of His will seep into your life, and you'll start to build your life on it. Because all of a sudden, these things build something good in our lives. Now, I just want to finish by saying this before we sing our last song, because we're going to do something. We are Grow. I showed this the other evening. Just turn me down a little bit. I showed this the other evening in the evening gathering. I was looking back on people who actually, I can say, like we saw Faith here and Noah and the seven wonderful people who got baptized last Sunday evening. People who'd actually said yes to Jesus in their life and didn't just say, yeah, I went to a service, I went on a conference, yeah, and I've got some friends in a church group, but you know deep down inside, it's not growing in you. But these are people who decided to do that and grow. And this is back in the archive. So can you see anybody there that you recognize? Shout out. Steve McLean, is he there? Steve McLean, is he here this morning? He knew he was going to be on the screen, so he didn't turn up this morning. This is 12 years ago, and who we got here? Who's that with a beret on, Ellie? That's you! That's our daughter with a beret on there. And who are the couple on the right? Swiss couple.
And Patrick
who?
Patrick and Damaris.
Patrick and Damaris, who remembers them? Four of you. Okay, that's good. They had a big impact on our church, they really did. And who else? Whoa, let's go back one. Who's that? Ben Doolan. Rick Moore.
Sam Rennie.
And who's the person at the back? It's Maria Adcock. Is Maria here? She knew she was going to be on the screen. Now, I can tell you that certainly one of those, Rick Moore, was not a Christian when that photograph was taken. That was taken in a nightclub in Sheffield before he became a Christian. He became a Christian. He's rock solid, this guy now, and so is his family. And I put this one on here. Three wonderful young women. There we are. Who's the one in the middle?
Lauren.
Where's Lauren now? I don't mean right now, but, you know. Fervale. They're part of Eden down at Fervale. And the other two wonderful ladies, Charlotte and Ellie, they are in ministry. Their husbands are ministers. These are people who built their lives, and this is one of my favorite ones. My all-time favorite is Jude Greenfield. Jude Greenfield, she is now an Anglican vicar. But these are people who decided to build their lives upon the rock. The rock, the words, Jesus is the rock. And his words to his dear people are words to build a life on.